It goes wild every year, and it's not cleared properly. When the contractors come out, they don't clear it. There's nobody to oversee what they're doing, and they leave all the mess there. I've even had trees growing. I think there's a tree growing there now.
So obviously they used to come and do it every September, and this year you haven't seen it happen.
No, not at all.
For the last few years, have you had to sort of put in this complaint?
Yes, every year.
How many times do you think you've done that?
I would say the last 9 years.
Really? So as scheduled, you put in the complaint and then they would, I assume, come and do it?
Yeah, they would. It takes a while for them to come out. I think it was the last year or the year before last, the young lady came round to have a look, thinking that she would be able to do it. And when she saw the mess, she went back.
So can you just describe the brambles to me, what they're like?
Spiteful. They're very spiteful with all the prickles, and they're quite a thick stem on them. And where people have walked along, they've tried to kick some of them back off the path, back into the overgrowth.
Is it sort of growing on the path next to your garage?
It does go across the path, but it's mainly going up the back of my garage, over the wall, into my garden, and along the guttering and the soffits, and it's getting behind the guttering as well.
And obviously, you're worried that it's going to begin
damage.
It will damage,
yeah. It's working its way in, and obviously the bracken is going to push the guttering out, and then there's going to be leaks. And it can go inside of the garage as well.
And you also said it's going onto the footpath.
Yeah.
Do you mind just going into a bit of detail on how you know it might sort of hurt someone or cause?
They could trip over, especially kiddies. If somebody's walking with a pushchair and a toddler, it's dangerous for a start, because you always have them on the inside of the path. They could trip over it. Yeah. I've noticed some of the women have the toddler under the handlebars of the pushchair, because they can't walk at the side.
How do you feel about the whole thing? What's your emotions going through this every year?
Yeah, sometimes I feel as though I'm banging my head against a brick wall. And it's wrong. You shouldn't have to do this. They should be on top of that. They were the ones that insisted on hedgerows. A wall could have been built along there, but they've insisted on the hedgerows, and they can't maintain them.